Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's the most well-known thing of one of the most iconic universities in the United States.
Oh.
Auditions for this are brutal.
Yeah.
And getting it means you're on international television every single week.
International?
All international television.
Who's watching international?
Well, guess what?
What?
One local kid is going to be in that role this year.
Wow.
And it's time to once again play a favorite break room game of ours.
Mm.
Is this something Tommy will tip his cap to?
Okay.
You hanging out in the break room? It's just Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. It's time to play everyone's favorite break room game. Is Tommy impressed? Riley Cantina. Did I say that right, Kimmy?
Yes, I believe so.
Riley Cantina. He is a Rochester native. A graduate of Greece, Athena.
Okay.
And after he graduated from Athena, he made his way to South Bend, Indiana to attend the University of Notre Dame.
Wait, he's playing football over there?
No, he's not. He's not.
Well, look, they got a pretty good basketball program.
Doesn't too. Play basketball. No. And by the way, just getting into Notre Dame is a hell of an accomplishment.
Oh, sure. You've got to be Irish.
But Riley.
Smart. Good luck there.
But Riley, he doesn't settle for just the minimum of getting into Notre Dame and getting
right.
a degree.
Okay.
Because this fall, he's going to be all over your television.
But how's he going to be on TV if he's not playing football?
Rochester native Riley Cantina has been named the Notre Dame Leprechaun for the 2024 season. When you turn on NBC to watch the Irish this fall, yeah. it'll be Riley leading them out of the tunnel. It'll be Riley standing in the end zone all game. Riley will be the face of the University of Notre Dame all year long. Tommy Mulay, local kid. Most iconic college mascot in America is Tommy impressed.
I mean, it's...
You serious right now?
I mean, come on, man.
Come on what?
It is the mascot of mascots.
It's like high-end Halloween.
Name me a more iconic mascot in college sports history.
Because we were trying to do this yesterday.
We couldn't come up with one.
Well, you got the Seminoles and the
Yeah,
horse.
I don't know if I want to audition for that job right now.
And what about the Sooners when they come out in the covered wagon?
Yeah, that's not like a single mascot.
Yeah,
that's
no, but you
got
no roping and
running. Horses.
It does go wrong sometimes.
Yes.
It goes horribly
I don't think
wrong
I want. I don't
lot.
Think I want anything that I have to deal with an animal. Like I think I'm out on that.
Oh yeah, the iconic bulldog. No, it's listen.
Yeah, I don't think Riley's getting the bulldog job.
It's Yeah, I would say it is probably, yeah, all right.
What does that even mean?
Yeah,
are you
right.
impressed? It's a yes or no question.
I mean, I don't know if, because like if you told somebody, hey, my kid goes to Notre Dame and he's the mascot.
The leprechaun, yeah.
The leprechaun. The first thing they're going to ask is, well, does he ever get to meet so-and-so? Like the coach
okay.
or the quarterback.
See, I disagree. If I found out one of my buddy's kids was playing football at Notre Dame, I'd go, hey, did you get to meet the mascot? Did you get to meet the leprechaun?
Yeah, is that what it is? No, it works the other way. Like,
yeah, but even still, you get to be close to that.
Yeah,
I mean,
well,
either
hey.
Way, like you are involved in one of the most iconic football programs in America.
But the only way anybody ever pays any attention to somebody like that mm-hmm. is something goes wrong on the field.
Oh, I disagree.
To your
no.
point,
I disagree.
That covered wagon goes out there a lot. The only time you look at it is when it tips over and co-eds go spilling all over the field.
And it's weird that the wagon's full of co-eds. I think it's different with Notre Dame. I think that mascot is so tied to that school and yeah. such a, I mean, it's past the logo of the school. I mean, it's like an Irish heritage, like Lucky Charm. I mean, and here's what you need to understand. And the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. When they audition the Leprechaun at Notre Dame, there are several rounds of auditions, like 1,000 kids show up for it.
Highly competitive process.
It's a highly confederate process, even though it's above the Mason-Dixon.
Okay.
Highly competitive process to get into one of these roles at any school.
And you have to be a superb athlete yourself to get that gig.
You got to run out in the field.
No, I think they do like push-ups, backflips, things like that. Uh-huh. It's super impressive that this local kid was able to lock down that gig.
He's the only guy, huh?
He's the Leprechaun.
Wow.
And Kimmy...
Yeah.
Being in this position as the Leprechaun at Notre Dame would have to escalate your status on campus, right?
Well, you can get laid.
What?
Could you get laid as a Leprechaun?
Well, the thing is...
The old Leprechaun lay?
One
of Dan Devine's most popular goal line packages, the Leprechaun lay.
I think you also... Because I remember this was similar at West Virginia with the Mountaineer. Mm-hmm. Like, it was, like, auditions. Then, like, I think... I can't remember if it was voted on or what. But
that guy always got laid.
But,
well, because he had a musket.
And he had a lot of cousins.
But.
See this cap? Made out of my cousin's pubic hair.
That's country life, boy.
But they also had, it also came with free tuition. So like
that was a scholarship?
That was a scholarship role. And I would assume at a place like Notre Dame, it's the same deal.
Holy crap.
Yeah, like,
that's why
like it's like everybody wanted to do it because you get to attend all the games, I'm sure can be, you don't always want to, but you're getting your school paid for, so it's worth it.
All right, I got a question.
Sure.
You go out for your first job
mm-hmm.
outside of Indiana.
Yeah.
You come back, he comes back here, maybe he goes down to New York City.
Okay.
And he's filling out his resume, putting out his little thing, right? Do you put that on there? Would people be impressed?
Without question.
Notre Dame fans, just regular Joe guy.
Yeah.
I would be impressed. I'm not a Notre Dame fan, but if
you're a sports fan, though.
Okay, but I would think... you're saying like to the average person.
I'm just a guy. Maybe I'm a woman of a company, and you come walking in there, and you slap down your resume, and it goes, and I see, oh, you went to Notre Dame. It was the Leprechaun.
Why is his voice like that?
Because he's a Leprechaun.
Leprechaun.
By the way,
like
you would have been a perfect candidate for this role.
No, the Leprechaun didn't have giant breasts. With all due respect, obviously. No, I think it's.
We had a wee wreck.
I think it's such a unique position that puts you in so many weird situations that would have great stories. Yes, you're absolutely putting that on a resume. And you got that job over 1,000 other kids that auditioned. Could you Google if the Leprechaun gets free room or gets a scholarship? 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Rochester native Riley Cantina. He is a Greece Athena graduate. He is studying at the University of Notre Dame. And he was just named the Leprechaun for 2024. He is their mascot. And what makes this great too, Tom, when you're a live mascot as opposed to a costume mascot, because like Georgia has Ugga the Bulldog.
Yeah, there's a few animals out there.
But they also have like
the horns.
But they also have like the mascotted like head.
Costume. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like if you're not in a costume where your face is covered, it's an even bigger deal.
All right. So you're like the face of the school.
It's like, Tommy, if you can't be an athlete in a D1 school, Kimmy, this is a very close second, right?
Well, just think about if your school's ever in a big game or like, you know, they have a really good year, like you get to say you were on the field for all of it. Like you get to witness those big moments firsthand.
You're traveling to away games. You're going to bowl games.
Are they playing a game in Ireland this year? Because sometimes they go overseas, right?
I don't know if they're doing it this year, but I think
they go to Dublin sometimes.
Yeah, because my dad is always, we're not even Notre Dame fans. Let's go to Dublin and see the Irish.
You guys should, man. A father-son booze trip.
Yeah, me and my dad.
You boys used to tear it up. Miami was never the same when the Duffy boys got hold of it.
No, it was not. No.
So let me ask you this. So let's say you're a mascot boy.
Okay.
And
why do you have to say it like that?
No, mascot boy.
No, mascot boy, it sounds condescending. I'm just saying the kid earned this.
No. I'm not saying it condescendingly. No. You're a boy and you're a mascot. You're a mascot boy. And you got to be in front of 80,000 people, 100,000 people and all that stuff, and you have your one-year run. But that's about as good as it's ever going to get for you in life.
Wait,
like you got is it depressing later in life? Because you could always say, you know, football players, they look like football players. They'd always be like big, massive men.
I have no idea where you're going with this.
Let him go. Let the man cook.
I'm just saying, like, 10 years from now, like, do you look back and go, wow, that was like the...
But you still got such a big experience compared to most kids in college.
I understand that. But there's like got to be a drop-off. Because next year, there's going to be another guy in that costume.
Maybe, yeah, probably.
Well, yes, there's going to be another mascot.
No, I don't know if... Is this something you stay the mascot until you graduate?
You could be a senior, I don't know what.
Well, you said for this year.
It says 420. No, no, it's a valid point. It's a valid question. So your argument is...
So if I get to be like, you know, greatest quarterback in Notre Dame history... Would have to be
Joe Montana. Joe Montana. We could have an argument about that, but we'll go with Montana.
But he's Montana.
Yeah.
You know, next year, but there may not be a great guy. I mean, that mascot is you're just a costume coming through.
I would like to point out two things. Of course, there's a difference between being the mascot and the greatest quarterback in Notre Dame history.
I would just think you always be an emotional
do this.
Drop.
No, you always do this. Oh yeah, yeah. You're a mascot. You aren't a legend at the greatest football college, arguably in America. Second, are you making the argument?
Montana put that university on the map.
Yeah, no one ever heard of Notre Dame before that. Four Horsemen. When? Where? You're also making an argument that as a kid, you should never strive for anything because if you accomplish it, the rest of your life's going to suck.
There's going to be a drop-off.
Do you hear
yourself? Well,
there's
never going to be another time when 80,000 people are like screaming and like to your point going crazy.
Yeah, but why would you not want that at least once?
Yeah.
I think because you get addicted to the fame.
By the way, you can also
get addicted to the fame.
First you get the costume. Then you do the backflip. Then you get the Irish women.
You can make that argument about every athlete minus like five that goes through Notre Dame every year.
No, but like those athletes can always like show up and be the guy.
When?
That's not necessarily true.
They go to book signings and they bring guys back. Like they'll bring the whole team back.
Bro.
They never bring back the mascot.
Okay, you don't. They
now the greatest year mascots ever. Let's bring it back 1973.
No, they do actually bring back mascots. Like they'll bring back for like a halftime ceremony or something.
Wait, they bring back the guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They'll do that.
I don't know. I'm going with her. I'm going to say yeah.
All right. I've never seen nothing like that.
Well, obviously,
they brought that hillbilly
guy
back at your university.
Why would you see something like that? When was the last college?
Let's all rise for Jen.
All right.
Woo, Jen!
How would you know? When was the last college football game or any game, not even football related, that you've been to?
I've been to Syracuse and Kentucky.
How long ago?
Long time ago. Back when it was a game.
Adolph Rupp was still coaching in Kentucky.
They weren't paying the guys to play. They did it for the love of the game.
Shut up. Yes, they were. Especially Kentucky. The argument you made about the drop-off, you can make about, because you go, you know, they come back and sign books. Like Johnny Manziel does. Vince Young does. The tight end that gets like five packages a game. Nobody knows that kid's name.
All right.
When he graduates, he's gone forever. He's going to go into like financial management somewhere. And you wouldn't believe him when he gets fat that he played at Notre Dame anyway.
All right.
Right?
Okay.
Look, you're such a dick, man.
You ask me, I give you my opinion, now I'm a dick.
Well, no, because you don't have any... Like, Kimmy's trying to explain to you how this works. No, 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 no. 252 to BCMF. We're talking about this kid. Riley graduated from Greece Athena, Rochester local, went on to study at the University of Notre Dame. He has been named the Leprechaun for 2024. He's going to lead that Irish squad out onto the field.
So now I got to watch the first Notre Dame game.
You can watch them all. They're all on NBC.
How did they get? They got like some special contract.
Well, they've had this.
It's
forever.
Notre Dame. They're always going to be on TV.
Yeah, right. They are. Well, if most of their games are on NBC, unless it's like a bigger game than ABC.
Well, I got to watch the opening game to see the kids set.
252 WCMF. Let's talk to Ryan. Hey, Ryan, how are you, buddy?
Morning. How are you? Good.
Good. What you got?
To answer your back question, it's Notre Dame. Yes, they have a massive contract to NBC because I went down that rabbit hole once. I'm like, how are they always on the team? No matter if they're 0-10 or they're like 10-0. There's like, if you Google it, it's like a massive contract through like 2025 or 26.
Yeah, you get to listen to Doug Flutie do play-by-play and talk about his dong pills.
Does he? Oh, he does the play-by-play?
Yeah, he's in the booth with him. But Ryan, go on. I'm sorry, buddy.
So I actually have kind of a similar situation where I was in college there. I mean, I wasn't the mascot. So I went to Niagara University and Oswego State. I was the assistant equipment manager for the hockey team at Niagara University. And then I transferred to Oswego State and I was the head equipment person there. Pat, you can relate. This is not a dig because it's a dig at myself too. We're all not good enough to make it that far, but if you can stay that
speak
close,
for yourself, Dick. No, he's right.
But if I can hold the jock strap,
no, but you're part
of greatness.
Shut up, man! Like you're in it. You're
you can
in
feel
it.
The energy of the equipment.
So the great things about it were when I would go on the road, there would be six or seven guys who would stay back, especially there. I'd go out and skate. You go to do this. The amount of, Duffy, you could probably be envy of this. The amount of free, I still have sticks I haven't opened yet because guys who didn't want it. I got a free pair of skates.
Wait. You got a Niagara stick, bro?
Bro, sticks are $500.
Easily. And that's
hey, Ryan,
Niagara
are you right-handed
stick.
Or left-handed?
I'm left-handed.
Damn it, Ryan! All right. No, but I'm with you.
That'd
I'm
be Ryan.
I'm 100% in so, like, on what you're saying.
In those games, there's certain games there that you're the best seat in the house. You're part of this. You can go out. You can do that and there. I mean,
aren't you supposed to be working? Not sitting there watching a goddamn game? Keeping an eye on the sticks? So then I'll go walk it out.
Well, Ryan's
they're 500 bucks
him.
A pop.
Ryan's the one walking out with them.
Well, I know.
Stealing skates.
They were unused or they were poked. Listed as broken. There's always a way to get around.
Right.
You know, let's go to schools. There's always a way to loop around. Stuff like
all right, well, Ryan, listen, I got to take some more calls, but I'm with you 100%, buddy. I appreciate the call. Thank you. I will say this. Ryan seems like a sweet kid.
Yeah.
Pretty big drop off from equipment manager to mascot.
Yeah.
Or from mascot to equipment. But I would love to be a equipment manager for a college hockey
you have
team.
To handle their filthy equipment.
Yeah.
It stinks.
Bro, I'm into that stuff.
What, dirty laundry?
No, you idiot.
That's
the
weird
sticks
way to put
and
it.
The skates I and like the jerseys.
I like sweaty well, young no. men's underwear.
You're not into that stuff. You like stealing that stuff. There's well, a difference.
It runs in a family.
252-WZMF. Let's talk to Alex. Hey, Alex, how are you, buddy?
Hey, Pat, how are you doing this morning?
Good, Alex. What do you got?
So I actually attended Notre Dame University.
Ooh, I'm smart, right?
That was coming. I knew that Alex. Was coming. I knew that was coming.
Does everybody in this town go to Notre Dame at some point?
It's a popular school to attend.
It's hard to get into, though. The fact that we
is
know,
it
well,
I think it is competitive. Yeah,
it's very it is competitive.
Your boy went there.
In. Luckily, they had. Luckily, I got into a Make-A-Wish Foundation program, so that was good for me.
So, will you explain to Tommy what a big deal being the Leprechaun is, please?
It's actually a huge deal. I was friends with the Leprechaun when I was there, and actually when I was there, it was the first African American Leprechaun they had. In
I remember
Notre Dame,
that,
which was a very big deal at the time. Not only are they
but you got quiet. Hold on, Alex. Alex, let me stop you. Hold on, I'm sorry. Tommy got real quiet all of a sudden. What happened? What happened? Jokey jokes.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Yes, it was. What? It was the late '90s, early 2000s, Alex.
Yep. Yeah, 1999-2000.
Yeah.
So there I go. I've dated myself. Anyway, not only do they get to go to all the basketball games, all the football games, obviously they're on TV a lot. When they did the pep rallies and a lot of celebrities came in for the pep rallies, the mascot got to meet with them. They would talk with them because the celebrities would talk at the
biggest
pep
celebrity
rally.
your buddy met.
He got to meet Regis Philbin, which is probably Tommy's dream date.
The only guy shorter than the Leprechaun.
He is your dream date, though.
Pretty much.
You are your busted Regis Philbin. Like, if you ordered Regis Philbin on Temu, Tommy would show up at your front door.
Tommy, yes,
Regis exactly. Philbin.
Yeah. he got to meet Muhammad Ali, Wayne Gretzky, four games. A lot of celebrities that would come in, he would get to meet with them. Had an unbelievable Rolodex of people that he had their phone numbers if he was ever doing anything. So when you become the Leprechaun, it's almost the number of people that you end up getting to meet, getting to interact with, is similar to being the starting quarterback.
Okay, so let me ask you a question.
Get the same benefits. But he had a hell of a number of people that he could call or text over the years.
All right, I got a question. Can I have a question?
Shut up. He's proving a point. Yes. Oh, nothing else to say.
Well, no. I'm going to shut his point down real quick.
Go ahead.
Are you still in touch with your buddy?
Have I talked to him? We keep in touch.
What does he do for a living now?
He lives in the other side of the world. I'm not famous.
What does he do for a living?
Touch with me.
What does he do, Alex? What's his job?
Oh, God, he works for some company. I have to, you know what, I'm driving, so I probably have to go onto my Facebook account and get a ticket, but to prove, you know, to make Tommy feel better, I suppose I could do that.
Well, no, tell him, just, you could have made something up, Alex, and shut Tommy, right?
Don't you know how to lie?
I do have
sure
another
Tommy's
question.
Do a whole bunch of research.
He ain't doing
Tommy,
nothing,
Internet
bro.
Tommy.
He's got Gretzky's number, get ice time.
Alex, do you know if he got free tuition? Like, was that part of the deal?
There is a scholarship. Yes, you do. You do get. Yeah, you do get a scholarship. You are considered. yeah, you do. I believe he did get. I believe you do get a full ride. If
that's
you are the
worth
lucky.
It, right there.
And by the way, just that Notre Dame education, mm-hmm. you get to open up your own beer warehouse in Henrietta.
Look at that, man.
Yeah. Like I see Alex at the rink all the time. Like I'm not.
Oh, you know this dick?
I just, of course, I'm going to recognize his voice immediately. Go check out AJ's Bear Warehouse. I've told you about how great this place is.
Oh, yeah.
Out in Henrietta. And you can go yell at him face-to-face. Well, right. You're too much of a sissy. Oh, he's actually a cool guy now. Hey, Alex, how are you?
I have to yell at me face-to-face. I have to get down on my knees for him to yell at me face-to-face, Pat. We all know this.
I wouldn't get down on your knees in front of Tommy, Alex.
What do you think I'm going to do?
Alex, great to talk to you, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
Thank you. See you later, Pat.
There goes Alex. I got lots of jokes. It was the first African-American leprechaun.
Oh. Well, I didn't know that was a thing.
Why they've had a female leprechaun, too.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Why would that be a problem?
Because he's like a little man.
You just made the fist. Man. He's a little man.
He's a little guy.
Well, who said a leprechaun has to be a guy? Where does it say that?
Because that's the logo.
It's a mythical creature.
Yeah. Okay, so the logo is a little dude.
Oh, so based on the logo, it has to be exactly what it is, so only that type could be...
Well, if you're going to be a mascot that look like the guy, I would think I got to look like the guy.
You got that, man? You got that?
What?
No. Let's take a break. Right. you know what? In the world I live
in. Hey, times are changing for the good. For the good.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's one of the strangest stories, like maybe in the history of Rochester.
Really?
Because physically, this guy never hurt anyone, physically. However, what he's done over and over and over and over again has folks arguing he should be locked up forever, key thrown away somewhere.
Like life.
Yeah. Yesterday, this serial pervert was given his sentence for the latest incident he was involved in. And although it's a lot of time, comparatively.
Yeah.
There are plenty of folks who still think this is not enough.
Oh.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5. WCMF, Paul Gaudreau has made a life out of showing people his penis.
Oh.
And that's not an exaggeration. And also, he didn't do it for a living. It's just something he liked doing.
All right.
The 55-year-old man has been getting arrested for over 35 years.
My God.
For that very thing. Now, we've talked about him on the show before. Records show his first arrest for public lewdness happened all the way back in 1989. Kimmy, how old were you in 1989?
I was born in 1989, so.
So, Kimmy's entire life, this man has been flashing his penis at people. Since 1989. He's flashed people in high school locker rooms, laundromats, grocery stores, victims running the age gamut from grown-ass all the way down to children. He's been banned from Walmarts. He's exposed himself in Auburn, Newark, Canandaigua, Rochester, Farmington, Victor.
He's made his rounds.
It's one of my favorite Johnny Cash songs.
I flashed everywhere, man.
And along the way, he's done jail time. But because he was just showing people his penis.
So he's never assaulted anybody.
As far as we know, there is nothing physical that has ever happened. As far as we know.
He just whips it out.
You got it. Penis comes out. And here's the thing. Although that is a disturbing pattern of events, that crime with it only carries a certain amount of time you can lock someone up for. So even when he gets locked up, he ends up getting out again.
Yeah.
Gaudreau was arrested again After a run of incidents in Ontario in a week where he, again, exposed himself to people, including a child.
Yeah.
He pleaded guilty earlier this year, and yesterday he was sentenced. The 55-year-old serial flasher was handed 7 years in the slammer.
Okay.
He was also given 15 years post-supervised release and will have to register as a level 3 sex offender.
Mm.
Yet, despite the harsh sentence and for what he's being charged with, that is harsh. People are still upset he didn't get more time. So I'll ask you two in the room, and the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. 7 years for the serial flasher. You guys good with it?
Well, given his age, but then you say he keeps getting out and doing it.
Right. Yep.
Will not stop.
So there's really no amount of time. I mean,
life would be the amount of time.
Right, but you can't give him life for such a low-end crime.
It kind of seems like you're just going to have to keep giving him, like 5 to 7 years at a time because he's going to keep putting himself back in there.
But that also takes time, right? Like every time he gets arrested, he has to work his way
through the court system.
Exactly.
Yeah. But it's also caused him all that much time to house him and all that.
Yeah. But what do you do?
Well, I always thought we don't have the three strikes you're out, right?
With your penis? I don't think so.
I did in my marriage.
Last strike, buddy. Don't mess it up.
I was talking just on the first wife.
Gotcha, I see.
I mean, you would think locking him up for his own good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It is.
Like, it's the only shut solution. Him down. At this point, it's really your only solution is just keeping him away from
people.
Because
he's mental. I mean, he's not. It has to go far beyond just like he's a perv. It's got to be something that's hardwired into him.
So let's talk about that.
Yeah.
It is strange that there isn't another type of place for a guy like this, because I'm no big city psychologist as I snap my
suspenders.
Thank you. But this seems like more than just a guy who likes showing off his private parts, to your point. Like, you don't have a run from 89 to 2024 and everything upstairs is clicking the right way. And he's done jail time before, so it's not like the threat of jail time is going to keep him from doing it.
Yeah.
That doesn't seem to be the solution. It's just really weird that there isn't something else. And I understand that you're not going to come across a lot of guys who keep showing their penis to people from 1989 to 2024. Mm-hmm. I get that you're not going to build like one place for him to go.
Yeah.
But at the same time,
I mean,
he can't be the only person going through something like this, maybe not to this degree.
Are you describing a mental institution?
I mean, I think I am.
Yeah, but we don't have those anymore, like we used to, like Nuthouse.
Thanks a lot, Ronald Reagan.
Yes.
That's why I said it.
I know.
And Susan B. Anthony.
Or if you could give the guy some kind of like medically, give him something to make him stop.
Well, but you can't force medication on somebody.
I thought you could when you're... Well, you can when they're in the system, because I knew a guy that they did it to.
But eventually he's going to get out of the system.
True.
You know what I'm
saying? But that guy was not, because he did really bad stuff. But,
okay.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
You look like you're doing the Disney Channel commercial.
He has look, no I idea mean, what you're talking about.
I mean, to your point... to your point, I guess like locking him up would be the solution. That would probably work the easiest. Just don't let him out.
But you can't give him life.
Right.
You can't. I mean, that's not how the system works.
It's a temporary fix. I mean, 7 years, solid amount of time, but it is a temporary fix, I would think.
Okay,
how old is he?
55.
So, if he does all 7 years, which also isn't guaranteed, right? Because there's a whole bunch of circumstances that go into that. He's out at 62.
Still plenty of time.
Yeah. They say 62. Those are the golden years of showing people your penis. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. We're talking about Paul Goodrell. He's been in the news for literally Kimmy's entire life for taking his penis out and showing it to people all over the greater Rochester area in all kinds of places, ages from adults all the way down to kids. He went on a week and a half long run early last year where he was arrested again. He was sentenced to 7 years this time with 15 years of post-supervised release. By the way, even the judge who sentenced him yesterday says, I am fully confident when he gets out, he's going to do this again.
Oh, yeah. Good call, Judge.
I could have called
that one.
Throughout all that time, he's not even hiding or running from it. He stayed in mostly the same areas.
Oh, well, he likes the area. It's nice.
Breezy.
Yeah.
And it's not, I mean, they catch him every time. You know what I mean? It's.
Well, yeah, it's hard to run with your pants around your What if, they do say sometimes the best ideas come from outside the box.
Okay.
All right, so you can't lock him up for life.
All right.
There isn't a place where he can go and get treatment for whatever the hell is going on.
Yeah,
lock him up there. What if we do something to let people know that are coming upon him after he gets out that this guy has the potential to take out his junk?
Like wearing a t-shirt with a sign on it?
How about a big sandwich board that he has to wear all the times that says, beware, penis likely?
Well, if you give him a sandwich board, you've solved the problem.
Two birds, one stone. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
You have to like, literally take the board off to do it.
That's what I mean.
All right.
And even if he takes the board off, like, what's that board say? That, oh, beware penis likely. Right? Like, that could be part of his sentence when he gets out. We've seen, like...
Shaming. Like, public shaming.
But you'd have...
Well, you put it like that, it sounds fat.
But who's to say he's going to do... I mean, there's nobody there to force him to wear the
It's part
board.
Of his parole. Okay, there are judges. There are judges around the country that do, like, those weird things. Like, someone gets caught stealing and they have to stand outside a restaurant, right? I stole from this establishment, blah, 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 blah. That would, once again, like you said, the board makes it harder for his penis to come out. Mm. And people would know what could potentially be coming.
Okay.
What if there was some kind of audio he had to play at all times whenever he left the house, like, out loud? Like, it ran on his phone to let people know, hey... Penis could be coming. Yeah. Hey, penis could
but
be coming.
But you may also invite, like, you know, somebody punching you in the face or, like,
well, the
violence.
The sandwich board would do the same thing.
Yeah, good point.
Yeah, that's a good point. It's probably not safe for
him. Yeah, no.
You do have to consider that in punishment. Any other ideas?
Why don't we just send him to a state where you could probably get away with that a lot easier? Just send him to Florida.
Well, no, but you don't want him to get away with it. You want him to not do it.
I would send him to Florida.
You can't just send someone somewhere.
That guy could become a mayor of a town in 2 weeks.
Mayor Crank?
Oh, yeah. Crank it down.
Like, I'm flummoxed here. I'm flummoxed because, look, I'm getting the Facebook messages, you know, castrate him, lock him up, kill him. No, what are you doing? We're talking
we're
within...
We're not going to kill a guy for whipping out his penis.
And we're within the... You have to work within the confines of the criminal justice system that we have. Yeah. Okay, I want to read this Facebook message. It comes in from Jim. Jim writes us, why don't they make the laws for stuff like this more harsh so you have the ability to lock him up for longer? This is ridiculous that he keeps getting out and doing this to innocent people. So here's the problem.
Okay.
He was charged with public lewdness and endangering the welfare of a child.
Yeah.
And if I'm not mistaken, they gave him all they could give him on those charges after he gave a guilty plea. So they just want to move this through. If you increase the punishments for things like public lewdness, you now leave it open to interpretation to any judge.
Yeah.
Because you know what else public lewdness is?
Yeah.
Taking a penis out to go to the bathroom in a park. And if somebody sees that... And
you fall in his category.
You got it. And I get the hanging judge. Mm-hmm. Should I do jail time for going to the bathroom in a park? Yeah. And I'll go even further. And I'm not defending what this guy did, obviously. I'm just trying to illustrate the catch-22 that we're in here. If I think I'm alone in a park and I whip it out to go to the bathroom, and then all of a sudden there's a kid that walks up on me, that's also public lewdness with potentially endangering the
child. Yeah. So, I mean, that's how it goes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And again, it's up to completely... whoever's prosecuting and who the judge is, and that's a problem.
Yeah.
So, what do you do?
Yeah. I guess 7 years is about as good as you can get.
Okay.
What's
up? But he's going to do it again.
Yeah.
He's going to do it again.
How about he has to constantly, if he's outside, he has to stand in shallow water.
At all times.
At all times. Like
a, it's got suspenders and it's a shallow water
pool.
Let's
go stand in the lake.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. We'll take one call, because this is probably a really good
idea. We'll see where this goes.
Yeah. Kick him in the balls.
Let's talk to Peter. He's got the last word on CMF. Hey, Petey, how are you, buddy?
Good, good. How are you guys doing this morning?
Good,
good. Good to hear from you, buddy.
So what's this guy have to, what's he have to show? Is he your standard 5 to 7 inch, or is he something bigger?
I mean, I haven't seen it, Petey. I don't know.
Nobody knows. This guy's done this so many times, and nobody has a description.
Well, I don't think they bring a sketch artist in after, Pete. I think it's pretty easy to identify the guy who took his penis out based on the cameras that they have everywhere.
Yeah, but I wonder what the guy's thinking that himself. Why, you know, he's thinking he has something.
I think it just gets him excited. I mean, that's what these guys usually do. They just get sexually excited by shocking people with their genitals. I mean, that's kind of been the flasher the entire time, right, Tommy?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, I guess you're right.
Great call, Petey. Great call.
All right. Take care, guys.
There goes Pete. We cleared that up. I'm glad we did.
Yep, yes.
Yep. All right. Let's take a break.
All right.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
This is one of those things you're going to hear and go, finally, this is great.
Oh, good.
I can't believe that this is happening now when I go to the airport.
Mm.
And then you're going to realize how depressing that is. Because if the government had to force any other industry to do this, they'd have been out of business a long time ago.
Oh.
You're hanging out at the Breaker, Rochester's just Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. Yesterday, the U.S. Department of Transportation announced some new policies to make flying less of a miserable experience.
Good.
And all of this is on the heels of the last year and a half between the way the airlines have been treating customers when they've been stuck with the pilot and crew shortage, the issues that they've been having with planes mechanically. Doors just stop being doors all of a sudden.
Wheels falling off.
All right, so there are three new rules.
Right.
Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
All right, rule number one, it's called the three-hour rule. If your flight is delayed 3 hours or more, you're allowed to pass on the flight and get a full refund.
Full refund?
Refund. Nice. Because, like, look, especially out of Rochester, a three-hour delay, you're missing your connection.
Yep. Oh, yeah, you're screwed.
It's over. And
your
that
whole trip's, going to be at least pushed back, if nothing else.
Exactly. So now, if it's not worth taking that initial flight because everything else is screwed, you don't have to deal with the headache if you'd rather go home. By the way, that not only counts for delays caused by the airline, that also counts for weather delays.
Oh, because it used to be weather, no money.
Yeah. That's how they would do it in Mexico to the Americans that came down there. Weather, no money. ¿Qué pasa? Rule number two.
Yep.
Airlines now have to automatically give you cash refunds.
For?
Whatever the refund is. Now, what they used to do is if you wanted a refund, they would give you a phone number and they would say you'd have to call this number and here's the account that it's on. And they would give you a runaround as hard as they could to exhaust you into not taking a full refund. That is no longer something they can do. They have to automatically refund you straight cash.
I had to drive to Canada one time to get my refund.
There you go.
Really?
I had to drive there.
Well, is it because you were flying out of Canada?
No. So this airline we took, they had two offices.
Okay.
New York City or Toronto.
Damn.
Toronto was the closer one. But you had to drive there and physically go up there, show them all your stuff, and then they would give you a check.
How much was the refund for the time?
It was $600.
Okay. So you're driving for that money.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, you are kind of getting close to the line of what a trip to Canada is worth.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
Because $600, I'm going to Canada, too.
Yeah.
But like, if we're starting to get less.
Yeah.
But think about that. Yeah. They made him drive to another country to get his refund, hoping
he would do it.
Exactly.
Because they go, you can also go to Los Angeles.
Fly there.
Okay.
Got L.A. on my mind, man.
Rule number three.
Yeah.
They now have to give you a refund the way you paid for the ticket, much like you're describing right now. So if you charge it on your credit card, they have 7 days to refund you. Any other form of payment you have given, they have 20 days to refund you. They're now also forced to refund you for any services or add-ons you paid for before the flight. For example, if you paid for baggage fees, seat selection, or Wi-Fi pre-flight, they have to give you that money back,
too. If I didn't get it.
Yeah.
So that's all good. Mm-hmm. That's great.
By the way, these rules go into effect in October.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
That's really good.
Okay.
But you see what the airlines were saying?
What?
We're going to have to start charging you more, man. We're going to have to jack up our fees.
Okay.
So we're going to have to start. So automatically, they're looking for an excuse to raise the ticket price.
So here's what I want you to think about, buddy. And this is one of the days you look up in the sky and you go, thank God I'm an American.
What's that?
Well, we live in a capitalistic society, buddy.
Right.
And there are already airlines that see how much these traditional carriers are charging.
Fat cats. Yep. And fat sky cats.
That's right. And they're undercutting them. Things like Spirit, things like Frontier. Now, granted, the experience on Spirit and Frontier is not great.
Yeah, because you have to stand.
But they can't afford to raise prices.
All right.
So, listen, there's going to be a way to keep prices down with these other airlines.
But you're
going
to have to go air chintz.
Look, it's possible that, yes, they keep their prices low and everyone else jacks it up. But if people start going to these economy airlines because it's the only way you can afford to fly, the other companies are going to be forced to bring their prices down.
Okay.
Am I wrong?
That's good.
Am I wrong?
We'll have to see.
Thank you, capitalism.
It is amazing, though, that it took this long to get to this point. And we've just been, like, dealing with it like it's a normal thing. Like,
thank you.
I missed my connection because of you, but I still have to pay more to get on another flight, even though this is completely out of my hands.
To your point. Like the celebration that people had yesterday. Again, we're talking about the U.S. DOT. They are forcing new policies on airlines to make flying less of a miserable experience. It has to do with delays that the airlines cost. You can get a refund automatically now. They have to give you cash refunds, and they can't make you drive around, give the runaround, call a bunch of places. Any other business in the world that had these policies would have gone out of business.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yet yesterday, there are people who are voluntarily handing money to these places, celebrating because they're not getting ripped off by these companies anymore. It's insane.
But they'll rip you off right in front of your face.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They'll just say, well, you know what, man? This fight's overbooked. So...
Good luck.
Go home.
The one that I paid for months ago.
Right.
Like you said, you had a seat here for me and I bought it, right? Yeah, we also sold it to Ted. And we want Ted to go to Miami, not you. This has happened to me like multiple times where they just go, oh, yeah, there's a reason why we didn't tell you what seat you had because you ain't got one.
Could you imagine if another business tried that? Let's say you ordered a pizza, right? And all right, come pick it up in 45 minutes and you get to the pizza shop and hey, I'm here to pick up my pizza. Yeah, listen. We gave it to that guy.
Yeah, Ted got it. He's just back in from Miami.
Yeah. You would never go back to that pizza place again.
It's
going to
be another 3 hours. You can have your pizza, but we'll get to it in 3 or 4 hours.
Or tomorrow. Come back tomorrow.
Yes. Also, no, you can't leave until the pizza's done, because if you leave, then you got to go back through our security system, which is going to take you forever.
So I had
Here's some peanuts.
I ended up bribing a guy one time, because I was getting bumped. My wife and I were getting bumped off a flight to go to Florida. And they said that we couldn't get another flight till tomorrow. So this other couple, they offered them money to change the flights with us.
Okay.
And I went up to the guy and I gave him straight cash. I go, hey, man, this will pay for your drinks on your flight wherever you're going.
Okay.
If you switch with me. He's still got to go think about it. I go, you got to be kidding
me. Hold on, stop. Will you tell us how much?
$200.
Oh, chintz ass bitch.
$200 just to get in a fight that I paid for.
Yeah, well, guess what?
He had to think about it.
I would have gone up.
I probably would have thought about it, too.
That's all I had.
$400.
I mean, think about it.
I ain't got no $400.
Right, well, you ain't got no seat on this plane, bitch.
God damn it. I thought it was big time.
Deuces.
I got to think about it. I would have grabbed that $200 in a flight. He wasn't even doing nothing.
How do you know?
I don't know. You looked like he wasn't doing nothing.
You weren't doing nothing.
I was going to see family.
That's not nothing.
It's all about family. Florida family.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.